Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Junk's coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan, Team 980, 910 The Fan in Richmond, and Monumental Sports Network. We're brought to you by Crop Metcalf, the official heating and cooling company of the Junk's. If you're looking to be the next five-star HVAC technician or plumber, go to cropmetcalf.com and you can join their team. Before the show is done, and that's in less than an hour, we'll give you a chance to win pairs of tickets to see comedian Ian Bagg Thursday, June 12th at 6th and I. So keep listening for your chance to win. But right now, Eric Bickle is ready to entertain you with the sponsored entertainment page.
EP driven by BMW Fairfax, DC's only BMW Center of Excellence Award winner. For the ultimate buying experience on your ultimate driving machine, get over to BMW Fairfax. Hurry over there. Ask for my girl, Miriam. She's the general manager. Of course, she'll set you up with a sales assistant. You'll be thrilled. Check out their entire selection of new and certified pre-owned vehicles at BMWOfFairfax.com. All right, so a lot going on here. Do you have the EP music? There you go.
There it is. By the way, PK Subban's on TV. Could you ever imagine having as much style and swag as a guy like that?
No.
Of course, got some sort
he's
of hat
cool,
on.
He's a cool, nice guy.
He just
too,
looks so
man.
Cool.
Yeah, he's way cooler than all of us combined.
First of all, let's just be honest. White guys can't pull that kind of stuff off. They can't pull that kind of look off. Maybe like an Australian or something.
Yeah, I don't know. Well, I know I can't pull it off.
Well, McAfee, when he's on game day, pulls off some.
He does. He pulls off some crazy stuff.
Yeah. He's always wearing cowboy hats.
All right, that going on. Let's talk about the Diddy trial just because this is fascinating. That one of the witnesses testified that Sean Combs dangled her off a 17th floor balcony and threatened to kill her.
That's pretty crazy.
Do you believe that, Cakes? Like, do you think, like...
Well, why didn't she tell the cops immediately?
I don't know.
Because she's
scared
of him.
Federal prosecutors say that for decades, Combs abused, threatened, and coerced women to participate in marathon sexual encounters called freak-offs and used his business empire along with guns, kidnapping, and arson to conceal his crimes.
I mean, from seeing the video of him beating up Cassie in the hotel hallway,
you're not surprised by that.
I'm not surprised if he dangled somebody over a balcony.
She told a story that during the altercation in 2016, he held her over a 17th-story balcony at Ventura's apartment before slamming her into the balcony furniture. Said Combs came up from behind, picked her up, and held her by her armpits over the balcony railing while repeatedly yelling, "Do you know what the F you did?" And she said she had no idea what he was even talking about. Mm. Her feet dangled above the balcony railing for 10 to 15 seconds before he threw her under the balcony furniture.
I mean, he just sounds like a despicable guy, and hopefully he gets sent to prison for a long time.
Well, we know he's despicable.
Yeah, so.
Isn't that the Suge Knight Vanilla Ice bit?
Yes. He had to sign over the rights to Ice Ice Baby or whatever to Suge Knight. That's one allegation. Also, remember, Michael Jackson was accused, like, they just they killed him for when he had, like, Blanket. Or doesn't he have a couple kids named Blanket? I don't know. One of the kids, he dangled the baby over the balcony to wave to, like, the paparazzi.
Yeah, I remember that one.
Yeah. I remember that.
Like in Japan or something. Yeah. You know,
just
something
being
weird.
An idiot.
Yeah, like, what are you doing?
Yeah, this is stupid.
I mean, how dumb was Michael Jackson? For as talented as he was, how dumb? He must have been high as a kite.
Yeah, had to be.
Right?
Paparazzi.
The child prodigy was watching the Jackson 5 get after it when he was like 5 years old.
Dude, drugs, they do weird things to people. I was in the O-Town yesterday. I was driving back from having lunch with my kid. And yesterday was with two of my kids. And it's like noon or 12:30. It's probably, I don't know, low to mid-80s. Yesterday it was pretty warm yesterday.
It was hot.
Okay. There's a guy near the bus stop wearing jeans. Long trench coat, like you
and like
wear
dancing, right?
No, not dancing, just walking around. Like I think he had a beanie on. He was dressed like it was 30 degrees. It was 82 degrees.
That's how I dress here.
It's kind of how you dress here.
Yeah,
I was like, "What is this dude doing?" And then my mind automatically thought, "Drugs."
Yeah, he's out of his mind.
that's my default.
There's an, you know, when I have to drive through, I guess, Aspen Hill to get from Kensington to Norbeck.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And there's often at some of the intersections, like guys just whacked out of their minds, like dancing and like, you know what I mean? God only knows what they're doing, but they're just making a scene, you know? And it's just.
I'll tell you what they're doing. Drugs.
Yeah, that's what they're doing.
Drugs.
Did you know that Chris Martin, I had no idea, was together for 8 years with Dakota Johnson? Did you know that?
Had no clue.
Well, they're not any longer. So it's good that you didn't know because they're not together anymore.
Didn't know they were a thing.
Right. They've officially broken up. They were engaged to be married and had been an item since 2017.
Couldn't tell you.
So I guess the rumors had kind of been around for a while that they were breaking up. But like even as late as last summer, but they denied it. But no, true, broken up, done.
Is she known for 50 Shades of Grey?
I think so. I think that's what she's
and
most.
Don Johnson's daughter.
Yes.
Don Johnson's daughter.
As far as Melanie Griffith's daughter.
Yes, pretty sure.
Sure, if Jason says so. Yes.
How old is she now? She's 35.
Too old.
Time is flying. Yeah.
I thought she was older than that. That sounds kind of young.
I thought she was younger than that. Chris Martin's almost 50.
Yeah.
God, he's so talented. Remember when he was down stairs, you know, at the HF Festival, like in the bowels of RFK, playing for like Pat Parise?
I don't remember. Well, that.
Maybe it wasn't RFK. I think it was RFK. Playing his silly just on an acoustic.
I think you're right. I think it was RFK.
Yeah. Did you like the story I sent you yesterday from our old pal Schwartzy?
If you sent it to my email, I didn't see
text.
It.
It's a text.
I saw something about Schwartzy. Don't remember it.
He just said that the HF Festival, he saw this old picture of us at the HF Festival.
Right.
And then he just remembered the story that he went there. I think I can tell the story.
Be careful.
He went with two strippers.
Okay.
Okay.
From Camelot.
Very believable.
He had won backstage access to everything because we at HFS held a panty raid. And shocker.
It's embarrassing.
Schwartzy showed up with the most panties to the station.
Hold on. What's the panty? We held the panty raid.
That was our contest.
I was involved in a show that had a contest that was a panty raid.
How did Drab not win?
Drab used to win.
Remember, HFS, we had contests.
Do you remember that?
That particular contest, no.
I have no recollection of that. I
mean, so the person that won the backstage passes...
What was the goal of it? Get as many peonies as you could?
Yes.
What a great idea.
Right?
God, it's embarrassing. Hey,
we were good at one point.
I mean, we had a contest.
We used to be good.
We had a contest where girls came in their bikinis, but they put bags over their heads.
Daisy Dukes.
Well, because I didn't want their hotness to affect their butts.
Yeah, I mean, that was just...
We were trying to be artistic.
We did it at Lulu's and had like 1,000 people.
We wanted it.
We could do anything back then.
Brett's wife placed. I think she finished second or third.
Hey, Jenny, you can take the bag
off now.
But anyway,
Schwartzy said he wins the panty raid. He wins the backstage passes. And the Roots were performing at the HF Festival.
Yeah.
And he said, I remember EB came up to me and he was like, hey, do you want to freestyle with the guys from the Roots?
I did?
And he goes, hell yeah. So you left to maybe pitch this to the Roots. While you leave... the two girls that he came with from Camelot
yeah.
gave him a pill in his mouth. He didn't know what it was, but he was, you know, partying. He's like, okay. Yeah. And then he goes, what did I just take? And they go, ecstasy. Yeah.
Oh
and
God.
He says he doesn't remember anything yeah. else after that.
He took the Bradley Cooper Limitless pill at the
HF
Festival.
I negotiated for
I don't know that you actually were going to come through with it, but you at least pitched it.
I remember none of that. That's when I might
remember
have had
that?
An alcohol problem.
Yeah.
No, I wasn't with those two at the time.
Yeah, yeah, all right.
I mean, I know that the Roots performed. I know Schwartz was there.
I remember the Roots performing.
That was a story mostly to do with him.
Where's Schwartz living now? Is he still in the area?
Dude, he's got like a yeah. pretty big video company, you know.
In the area.
Yeah, he does like a lot of big time productions.
Right.
He travels all over the world.
Yeah, he's going to hire away Mike Marr. We're going to need a new video guy
eventually. Dude. I have no recollection of our panty raid contest.
I don't either.
I don't really either, but no, I'm sure we did
it. It's better to press some of those things. Why, just
that's
keep
a, that's
them.
A don't great you remember? Can we did. Do that again? That's a great contest.
We'd have to do a granny
but if I recall,
yeah, I don't know if I want to do that.
If I recall, there weren't that many people that showed up in panties. You know what I mean?
Right.
Like you had to, I think the premise was we like set it at 6 a.m. People had to find people like during the show and whoever showed up by the end of the show and there might have been a couple donks
Krabby,
who showed
this
up.
This show used to be fire. This used to be...
used to be fun.
Used to be a good show.
Yeah. Why wouldn't you just bring your girlfriend's panties?
A lot of perverts.
Because that only be one person.
You need a ton.
You need to get like five.
Whoever had the most.
The most panties.
Right, but I'm saying yeah. your girlfriend's
cleaning out her drawer. Oh, that's a great point.
I guess so. Yeah. Maybe we had some sort
DNA
of...
DNA testing. We did DNA testing.
Maybe we had them take pictures, like pictures of the girls that gave them the panties. I can't remember exactly because you're right.
Do you actually remember that contest?
Vaguely.
I do not.
I don't either.
Nope.
Maybe that was like
blind spot.
Who was the guy? Tim that did afternoons.
Tim Virgin.
No, it
maybe
us.
It was a Virgin.
It's 100%
contest.
Us. He has
I don't remember doing a panty. I would remember a panty raid.
The brain goes quick, bro.
Yeah.
I think the Junks would remember a panty raid.
I think we would remember
my
a panty raid.
Schwartzy doing a tall tale.
No, it's not.
I think Schwartzy, maybe he was doing something with 99.5 or something.
That sounds like something we would do.
I know we did it. We weren't going out. It was just throwing it out to listeners.
Yeah, but yeah. I didn't even know that was a thing. That was a great idea, though. What was the bar where you... Where you throw all the panties on the Coyote Ugly?
Yes.
One?
Yes.
Throw the panties up on the ceiling or whatever?
Something like that, yeah.
Stevie's told me there's some bar in New York City.
You saw
where
it, right? I sent you guys the
picture. Yeah, yeah, I saw it. Yeah, I saw it.
Well, I don't doubt that Schwartzy
had
the most panties.
Why are they all flipping the bird?
Because that's just like being cool, I think.
Actually, Cakes isn't.
Yeah,
I'm just pointing at Cakes.
I'm the guy with class
but
in that picture.
Flipping the bird to whoever's taking
yeah,
the picture.
I'm trying to keep it classy.
Yeah,
I got the worst sunglasses of all time.
Can I hanging see out with rockers.
Can I see the pic?
That's a 21 or 22-year-old picture.
I'm flipping the bird?
Yeah, it looks like it.
You're being edgy.
I don't know. He just said he stumbled onto that picture.
Dude, I have the world's longest finger.
And then he sent me the
I
text.
I got Arsenio fingers.
Then he sent me with the text with the story.
Dude, look how long my finger is.
Mm-hmm.
All right, I'm gonna. You know what? I'll put that on our follow us on
that's
Instagram.
The yeah,
what Sports Junkies Radio. What is it? It's not Throwback Thursday, but way back Wednesday.
Right.
Oh, it is Thursday.
It is Thursday, Ricky. Yeah. It's an open
okay,
line.
There you
Thursday.
Go. It's a TBT
for sure.
I'll post it on Instagram.
For sure, I was overserved that day.
Sports Junkies Radio.
Yeah, it happens. Sometimes that happens.
Sometimes TV. That happens.
Sometimes
happens
you just get overserved.
To the best of us. All right, Val Drabby, you have to. Give me the details on this because I followed it peripherally, but you know, Stephen A. Smith, you say what you want about the guy, but he's just making moves all over the place. You know, huge $100 million plus deal, whatever with ESPN. I guess part of the deal or another deal is he's now going to be doing radio on Sirius XM. And apparently Michelle Beadle, who kind of has been off my radar. Like
yeah,
well,
where
has
she,
years,
where
right?
has she
you know?
Been?
And I don't know why she's fallen off.
Hey, it's like, Brett. I discovered her. She's
why,
blonde,
why
silly.
Did Beadle fall off? Was there something controversial? I feel like there was something controversial with her.
Well, she was fired from ESPN, I believe. She did the NBA Finals coverage, but she's had the midday show on Mad Dog Channel with Decker. It's called Beadle and Decker from 10 to 1 the last few years.
Mm-hmm.
And then it was announced yesterday that Stephen A. has a new show on Sirius XM.
At that time slot.
In that time slot while they were like doing a show. Like
and
they,
nobody even told
her. No one told her.
People wonder why they don't let radio hosts on the air after they're getting fired.
This is why.
This kind of stuff is why. Here, they have some audio.
So the cat's out of the bag. I guess we're talking about it. We weren't supposed to, just as a heads up. We were only given a few hours notice, but we weren't told any details. We were promised that no details would be released. We didn't even know who was taking our place in the lineup. Just that it was going to be announced that new show was being added. Unbeknownst to us, the Hollywood Reporter, of course, had all the details. So it was a little embarrassing, I'm not going to lie. I've been in this business for 20 plus years. I've been treated poorly a couple times. This didn't feel good, I'm not going to lie.
Does she go on more and more?
They go on more. She starts talking about the Knicks, so it gets kind of convoluted. But then later in the day, she talked to Front Office Sports online about how she felt about Stephen A.
They have a rift.
And they have a rift. This is why it was so hurtful to her, is because she doesn't respect him.
Yeah, she says here, I have the quote. I don't respect him. I don't respect his work. He doesn't like me. Goes back to the Ray Rice stuff. He made some really piggish comments on the air. I responded. He got suspended for like 2 weeks. I think that was sort of the beginning of the end of for anything. I just don't respect him. I think he gets things wrong all the time. I'm not talking about opinions. Those can never be wrong. But factually, when you spread yourself so thin, it's hard to be right. Not a fan. Did Stephen A. respond?
Not that I've seen, but maybe he will.
I'm sure he will.
Right.
She also said, it's just a reminder, we're all just pieces of S to someone. If you forgot, there it is.
Well, I mean, that is true.
Did she ever work in the D.C. area? No, I guess not. But
not that I'm aware of.
What I found funny reading the stories about this is all the comments joning on Michelle Beadle's show. Like, she may have been right, but they're like, that's the most interesting her show's been in 3 years.
What happened to that lady that did overnights like on the network that used to come that we used to
Amy
run?
Amy Lawrence?
Yeah, she still do it?
I have no idea.
Does she still do her bit?
So.
Her no. overnight?
No, Amy stopped doing her show about 6 months ago.
What happened? Just quit?
I don't know if it was mutual. I don't know if she was ready to move on. I don't know. But they got a new guy in there.
Okay.
So Amy said that wasn't the last you hear of her. She'll do something else.
She'll do something. Okay. Very interesting.
All right, when we come back, we'll pivot to the Commanders. There's another rumor about a big-name defender attached to the Commanders.
Another?
And it's not Trey Hendrickson.
All right.
We'll tell you who it is next.
All right,
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
we've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Athlon Sports has a rumor about the Commanders. And this is from Cody Benjamin of CBS Sports. He thinks Washington could be in the hunt for more cornerback help, more veteran cornerback help. He posits that the Commanders could be interested in Packers star cornerback Jair Alexander. Here's his quote. All offseason, the Green Bay Packers have publicly anticipated a breakup with Alexander, who's simultaneously been one of the NFL's best, and this part concerns me, and most injured cover men, says Benjamin. Yeah. Both sides hinted at a split in free agency either via trade or release. So the Packers, I guess, have a new contract offer on the table, but if the Pro Bowler doesn't bite at a pay cut, Green Bay could save $17 million by cutting or trading him after June 1st. So that's an increase of $9.5 million from prior to June 1.
Seems like every big-name corner out there that's got a tenuous contract issue with their current team, he's always mentioned to go to the Commanders.
I find it hard to believe that Adam Peters is going to double down on trading for an aging...
Another injured,
cornerback.
Like, he's missed.
Like especially when you drafted one at 61 in Amos, I just don't
see. Not happening. It's not happening.
It's rumor.
Listen to this.
Cody Benjamin is not plugged in.
Jair Alexander missed 13 games in 21.
Yeah.
He played a full season in 22. He missed 10 games in 23, 10 games last year. He's missed 33 games in the last 4 years.
I mean, just that alone is going to be enough to scare me off.
Don't we have enough guys?
He is
like
a stud.
That.
I believe he's been a Pro Bowler or All Pro, second team All Pro twice.
Yep.
That was a long time ago, but he is always hurt.
I think they believe that Marshon Lattimore is going to return to his previous form. We will see. But Adam Peters traded for him for a reason. Mm-hmm. So there's your number one corner. They got Sandstrill. There's your number two corner. They drafted Amos. They brought in Jonathan Jones. I think they think they're okay at corner.
Yep.
Yeah, I don't see. Now, unless Alexander gets cut and they're able to sign him at a very team-friendly deal.
If he gets cut after
that part, then I could see there being at least some interest.
But he hasn't been cut yet.
Hasn't been released yet. But trading for him and giving up future assets, I think you've already done enough of that with the Lattimore deal.
Yeah, no,
they're like not doing that.
Let's hold on to some of the picks.
The prediction is that he's going to be retained by Green Bay.
Okay.
And just redo his deal. But I can't imagine he's going to get a heavy deal with all those injuries.
Mm-hmm. What were they saying the compensation would have been, Cakes?
They would say Green Bay would save $17 million if they, cut him after June 1st.
Right.
Oh, but there's not compensation.
Or traded him.
They're not saying what the Commanders
would. No, there's no potential parameters of a deal.
Okay.
No.
They're just speculating.
Right.
That he could be available.
Again, they bring in Jonathan Jones, corner from New England.
Mm-hmm.
So he's on the depth chart. They draft Trey Amos, second round pick, who most people say is first round talent. Hearing good reports about him. He's on the depth chart. And he got a couple starters in Sandersville and Marshon Lattimore. I don't see it.
I don't see it either. But if he was cut, and he's a free agent. You don't have to give him what he's making. It'd be interesting.
You don't know how he made his first appearance here in the D.C. area. Jonathan Jones, who they inked away from the Patriots.
How did he make his... Seems like a trick question. How did he make his first appearance?
He's a licensed pilot. Flew his plane to the College Park Airport.
Wow.
Good for him.
That's
glad he made it.
That's a dicey hobby. Flying planes. Might want to be careful.
Would you rather be on the side for a hobby?
Yeah, yeah.
A pilot? Now you're trained, okay, whenever you take your lessons. Right. Or a beekeeper?
Beekeeper.
Really?
I'd rather get... I don't think I'm going to die from getting stung by a bee. I know I'd die if I effed up behind the controls of a rinky-dink airplane. So, beekeeper.
If you became... Like, let's say you did win the World Series of Poker.
Yeah.
And you won that money and you quit the show. You retired.
Mm-hmm.
And then you went to your office.
Yes.
And you're like, all right, I got all this free time. Mm-hmm. I do love poker and pickle and tennis.
Yeah.
Okay. But after that, you're like, I need to come up with a new hobby. More hobbies? Wrote down 100 things.
Yes.
I don't think beekeeper would have been on it.
No. If I wrote down a million things, beekeeper would not be on the list. I don't see the allure of dressing head to toe in that protective material, having that mesh to look through on your hat, your floppy hat. And what, Drab, can you tell me what is the they're always spraying like a fog or something on the bees?
Yeah, what is that?
What's that all about? Or so, like, there's like a mist, they're misting the bees? I don't understand. There's been a lot of beekeeper talk on the show today.
Well, we've gone, it depends on who you talk to. I was going to say, we've gone almost 30 years doing this radio show, and that's the first time somebody's ever called into the show who says their hobby is beekeeping.
Yeah. That's, it's weird.
But hey, that's what Open Line Thursday is all about. If you want to call in, 800-636-1067, maybe there's a new hobby we should pursue beyond beekeeping.
If you're a beekeeper, again, I know nothing about it. And yes, I was kidding about squeezing a bee. I mean, I understand you can't touch a bee. But where do you house bees if you're a beekeeper? Like, where do, I don't understand.
They live in like, I don't know what it's called. It's almost like a box.
They live in a
box. It's a big, like,
and then what
it's
do you,
a box.
And like you pull them out, you scrape them.
Okay. And they live in a box, like in a shed or something? Or
no, like right in your backyard or in a field.
In your garden.
I know you've seen that. They pull out the tray.
I think maybe.
Yeah.
I don't pay much attention to it.
Well, I know that.
I like the end product that the bees give us.
Honey.
I'm a fan of honey. Honey's delicious.
I love honey.
I just don't need to be around
the bees.
Honey's
kind of expensive. Like,
yeah,
if you get
expensive.
Like a little jar like of ketchup, it would be like $3 or something. You get the same thing of honey, it's like $12. Like, it's a lot more.
Ooh, speaking of ketchup, generally not a ketchup guy, but I saw a ketchup that caught my eye in the store the other day, and I bought it, and I actually liked it. Ketchup with jalapeno in it. Heinz, jalapeno.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Is that new? I guess that is
new. I think it's relatively new. And I said, this is good marketing. It's catching my eye. Bought it.
BT Dubs.
Yeah.
Speaking of Commanders, my friend was in line the other day.
Uh-oh, who did you see?
Commander sighting?
At Chick-fil-A.
All right.
Delicious.
And who was right in front of my friend at Chick-fil-A?
All right.
Let's see here.
This person.
Offensive or defensive?
Offensive.
An offensive player.
Jaden Daniels.
JD5 was getting a spicy chicken sandwich.
He didn't do drive-thru?
He did drive-thru.
Oh, okay. In drive-thru.
My friend was right behind him.
What's his ride? Does he have a silly ride?
Black Range Rover.
Okay.
And my friend went up and...
Was his mom in the car?
Yeah.
I don't know.
His mom getting a meal,
I don't think the mom was there.
Driving.
But he, of course, doesn't use his... You know, when Chick-fil-A asked for the name for the order?
Sure.
What'd Not Jaden.
What'd he say?
Robert.
Robert.
Says Robert.
Okay. Right. So if you work at Chick-fil-A and Robert orders some food, if you're in Ashburn, it's probably Jaden.
Oh, okay.
Wow.
All right.
And why do you think that is? Because
there's
even if
no
he just
other Roberts
said,
in Ashburn.
No, I'm just kidding.
Even if he just said Robert, like if said, let's say he said Jaden, and then he thinks in the minute that it takes to turn around and give you your food, that they're going to taint it somehow, or? Like, well, I don't understand
know.
Why
just,
he doesn't
say
anything.
Want extra
he just doesn't
attention
want attention.
To him, I would
everybody
guess.
In the restaurant in Chick-fil-A will come to the drive-thru
window.
You
know, it's
funny
you say that. Have I told you this before? My youngest, her bit is, I think I've told you this, she always tells the Starbucks people that if she goes to a bagel place or whatever, she always says, they ask her name, Rebecca. Her name's not Rebecca, her freaking name's Kate.
She's doing a Jason bit? Who were you
she
for a
She tells everybody...
Larry?
When they ever ask for her name,
Rebecca,
that's like her little personal bit.
Okay.
And sometimes it comes back to bite her in the ass because she'll get her stuff and they'll walk away and they'll say, hey, Rebecca.
Right. It's not clicking.
It's not
but
clicking.
But why is she doing that? She wants that name? Because didn't Jason go by Larry for a while?
No.
Well, when you were a kid?
When I was seven.
For some reason, she gets a weird thrill out of telling people a fake name.
Hmm.
I don't know. Have you ever heard of that? Do you have friends that do that? Do they have like Starbucks names? I think this is a thing.
I don't think this is
I think people have Starbucks names.
A psychological term, but what is imposter syndrome? I just saw Steph Curry thinks he has imposter syndrome.
Maybe that's when you feel like you're not up to
yeah, you're not
your name.
Worthy
you're
being,
not worthy.
Yeah.
You're not worthy of being
not worthy
silly
of a
JP.
Real name.
No, it's not. It had nothing to do with that. I'm telling you, she feels like she's pulling the wool over somebody's eyes.
She's pulling a fast one.
Yeah, it's like a... It's like
does
a,
she know they don't care?
Yeah, but she gets pleasure in it.
They don't
and she
care
just
at
tells,
all.
I know, but I'm just telling you, she likes it what, to say the wrong name.
Does she use different names or just Rebecca?
No, it's always Rebecca. She's Rebecca. But she goes to the bagel place, the Starbucks, anything like that, leave her name, Rebecca. Huh?
I dig it.
You're into that?
Have you ever heard of that, though? I'm
sure,
telling you.
I mean, I know people do that who have like hard to spell names or hard to pronounce names at Starbucks.
And people always say, like, oh, they always say my name
yeah,
this
it's
way.
It's fun to pretend so you're people, someone else for a minute to amuse yourself.
Yeah,
I amuse myself all the time.
Yeah, it's what she does to amuse herself.
Yeah,
you know what? I'm going to do that. I'm going to go to Chick-fil-A. I'm just going to say I'm Jaden.
Do they ever do that?
I think you should. Steal his name.
I don't even realize that. So when you go to McDonald's or something and you order, they don't ask you your name.
No.
But when you go to Chick-fil-A, they actually ask you your name.
Yeah, because they have the because a lot of times they have the two drive-throughs and you got to show up and then they're going to just check that they're giving you the right bag.
Yeah, but like if you have duels at like McDonald's, they just say. Did you have the Big Mac? That's usually what they do.
Yeah,
or
they just say, what was the name on the order?
I hate the duels because I have a skill. I have an elite skill of always picking the wrong lane.
Right.
I don't like to go to the outside lane because I feel like I'm going to get hung out to dry like I'm in a NASCAR race.
Somebody's not going to let you in.
I always pick the slow lane. I just do. I have a gift. I have a talent for it.
Yeah.
I find the person who's going to have the longer order, and I gravitate towards them.
Always bet against kids.
And I'm just stuck there.
People love Chick-fil-A. It's fine to me. Their waffle fries, you got it. You got to eat them in the first couple of minutes.
Yeah, but and they're very good.
Once they get lukewarm, meh.
I like them. I've gotten to the point now. Like, I like my fries crispy. So like, if I get home and don't eat them before I get home, air fryer. For 3 or 4 minutes, I got to get them crisped up.
Air fryer does
got to crisp them up, baby.
It does. Have
I can't
a place.
Have salt. This guy cannot do soggy fries. Air. He will not do soggy.
Do you
fries.
Do pizza in air fryer?
Sure.
Do you ever put the ice cube on a pizza and put it on a pan?
I've never heard that bit.
How different is the air fryer than using your toaster oven? You know, on like the fry.
I mean, it's
probably.
I think
similar.
It's a little bit better. I don't know.
I'm asking. I would imagine it's similar.
A lot of use out of the air fryer.
I feel like
it's a lot of use.
Yeah, the air fryer. I think it keeps it a little moister. If that's
and crispier, crisps it up
because doesn't
where you need it.
I mean, most of the toaster ovens nowadays have like 3 or 4 settings, and one is
don't
fry.
No longer own a toaster oven. Dead in the trash.
We have a toaster oven. And we have the stupid air fryer. But it's too much clutter on the thing, so Dia's constantly moving them down to the basement.
Limited counter space.
I mean,
I don't have a Kardashian's kitchen. I need
I mean, I have an average normal kitchen like a normal human. Mm-hmm. To me, it doesn't bother me. But to my wife, it makes her crazy. All right, let's go to another beekeeper, or is this the same guy?
I don't know.
Is this the same guy?
It's got to be the
same guy. We got another beekeeper. Tom.
Yeah, Tom did.
How do you get the honey out of the thing? You suck the bee? Like, what do you do?
No, what you do is you wait till the frames, wait till they produce the frames of honey, and then they cap it, and then you remove the frames of honey, you take them out, you take a knife, you remove the cappings of honey, and then you put it in a spinner, and extractor, you extract the honey, and then you run it through a strainer, into a bucket, into your bottles. And
sounds like a lot of work.
Sounds very
complicated.
Do you do this as a profession or as a hobby?
No, this is a hobby.
All right, what do you get out of it? Like when I hit a golf ball and I hit a crispy one, it feels silly. It's like sex.
To me, it actually sounds like his process is like the people that are into it, and none of us are, that brew their own beer.
I'll tell you what, it's a lot like golf. You know, you don't get into it to make any money by any means, for sure. All right, it costs you a lot of money. You get some good honey out of it, and
that's it, though. Do you get stung a million times?
No, they're pretty calm. I mean, if you go in the middle of summertime when they don't have any food, you got to feed them. They may get a little angry at you. When you go in your hives and tear their hives apart, they get a little angry. But you wear a bee suit, they're pretty. My bees are pretty calm. They're Italians, so the Italians.
Italian
are
bees are calm.
Italian bees.
Italian bee.
Really?
Yep. Yeah, you got.
Dude, is it like olive oil? We don't even know this. And like some honeys are just like elite, and others are just like garbage. Like there's bougie honey.
A lot of the crap. Of course, a lot of the crap comes from China, and it's not even real honey. It's they feed them sugar water, and it's fake honey. So,
oh no, am I getting fake honey? Is that what they sell at the average? Hold on,
from China.
Is that what they sell at the average grocery store?
Yes.
You need to look at labels, Ricky. You need that organic, like.
All right, tell me one brand of a good honey.
Well, I'm in the food business, and I met Jason up at Rubino's one time. He comes in there for breakfast.
I'm telling you, Jason's the king of ass. Everybody knows what this guy's doing. Hey, dude, will you send some honey to the station?
Yeah, absolutely.
All right, stay on hold.
All right. Thanks, Tom. Appreciate it.
I've been to Rubino's.
All right, thanks. Thanks, buddy.
All right, when we come back, we'll give you a chance to win.
You met somebody there, remember?
Give you a chance to win tickets to go see comedian Ian Bagg. He'll be in town on June 12th, so keep listening for your chance to win. Our nation's heroes need your support. If you have an old car or extra vehicle that you no longer need, donating it to the Purple Heart Foundation can provide critical assistance to vets and their families. Donating a car is easy, too. You get free pickup and a tax receipt, and veterans will get the life-saving support that they need. Visit purpleheartfoundation.org to donate a car and help our heroes. We need your support today. That's the Purple Heart Foundation.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Coming up before the show is over, we'll give you a chance to win two pair of tickets to go see comedian Ian Bagg Thursday, June 12th at 6th and I. So keep listening for your chance to win. You can go vote right now in the Junkies poll brought to you by Surfside Iced Tea and Vodka and Surfside Lemonade and Vodka, the perfect addition to any gathering. Each can is just 100 calories, zero carbonation for easy sipping. Find Surfside at your local bar and in convenient variety 8 packs at your local liquor stores or grocery stores, too. Must be 21. Please drink responsibly. And for probably the fourth time in the last 2 months, should the Commanders pursue Trey Hendrickson is the Surfside poll of the day. So go cast your vote.
You brought up that article earlier.
I did. Yeah, I did.
With, I forget the name of the guy. Walder?
Seth Walder.
Seth Walder. And he threw out a possible deal, a proposal.
Yes.
That had Johnny Newton going to Cincinnati.
Along with two picks.
Two picks, a third rounder and a seventh rounder.
Yes.
The Bengals would go Dikembe on that one.
They would say, we need more compensation than you're currently offering. And then we had a listener call up and say, well, why don't you just put B-Rob in the package, a fifth rounder.
Take Johnny Newton out and put B-Rob
in. And a seventh rounder, and then see if the Bengals would be dumb enough to bite on that package.
They're just not going to do
it,
people.
The Bengals have done some dumb things over the years, but they wouldn't do that.
They're not doing that.
No. They'd probably rather just sit out and get nothing.
Yeah, they seem like a stubborn enough franchise to let him do that.
Right. Right.
So, Mr. Bickle, I'm going to live tomorrow.
Right.
My buddy John, thank you, John, gave me four tickets. Here's the only problem.
Yeah.
The parking's an issue. So you've got to take shuttles.
Yeah.
From Jiffy Lube Live.
Whoa. Oh, my God.
Okay.
And I don't know how far Jiffy Lube is from RTJ.
You know what? You got to get
it's a probably
better
not,
hookup.
It's probably not that far. But the fact that I've got to hop on a shuttle because I'm bringing my wife and my daughter and her friend. So it's just going to be a pain in the butt.
Jason, you got to get a better hookup.
All right. Well, I don't have one, so if anyone's listening, I'm open to suggestions. I don't want to hop on a shuttle.
Because remember when we did it, when we were out there 2 years ago, well, it was media connection, right? So we had media passes.
We had media passes.
It's roughly 15 minutes.
Yeah, that's too long.
Didn't that happen at the Solheim Cup? And it was a huge
Solheim Cup, and they didn't have enough shuttles, and they botched it. Yeah.
People it's are waiting
one
for
thing
hours.
When you do, when now, you park at like that, Congressional and they put you on a shuttle, but it's like 2 minutes.
You're across the street and some grass
but do I want to be on a shuttle for 30 minutes round trip, if not longer?
Man, that's bad. You know what? You know what? Uber. The answer is Uber. That's the answer.
Uber from my house?
Yeah, I guess, or from somewhere.
That'd be like $100.
That's going to be pricey.
I'm not doing it.
Well, but at least you eliminate the parking issue.
You can put his car at the town center and Uber from there.
No, I'm not Ubering.
You wouldn't Uber?
No, I'm not going to Uber.
I'd rather
take the stupid shuttle.
You got free tickets.
He's worked in this building for how many years, and he hasn't spent $1 at the Monumental vending. You think he's going to pay for an Uber?
Well, why would you if you steal from Homewood every day?
I don't steal.
It's a great point.
I ask them, and they say, "Here you go."
Ask them.
Yeah, I do. I was like,
"How do you ask?"
Hey, guy, can I get some granola bars? They come out.
Oh, it's not even out. You have to ask them.
They're not open till 6.
They're not open till 6. So I get in there like 5:40.
I thought they were sitting out for people to take.
I thought you were just.
Well, usually, no. Hold on. Usually, they are out there.
Right.
They're out there before 6 o'clock. There's a bowl of them. I just ask them, "Hey, can I get some granola bars?" And they say, "Of course."
Right.
They're good people.
Right, because they figure that you're a guest at the hotel.
No. The workers know who
I am.
They
already know. They're like, this guy's. Well, you know, lives in the hotel.
They know who I am.
Sign up that says you can't go in unless you're a hotel guest.
Of course.
And I said, why is that? And he said, because people were coming inside and taking the food.
Right. example A.
No, but they know who I am now.
Yes.
I'm not stealing them.
You know what you are?
But anyway.
You're a valued guest of Homewood Suites. You just don't stay there. You are a guest.
I've only stayed there a couple times,
Do you think it's crazy? Like, if I want to go to a Nats game with my guys, and I know we're going to get after it and have a good time, I'll Uber to the game. That's normal.
Nothing that's, okay, that's well, being responsible.
$100, but it's normal.
Fine.
If you're going to live.
Yeah, I'm not
going to
spend $100 on Uber when I would deal with the 15-minute shuttle versus paying for
you'd
the
You'd rather
Uber.
Spend $100 than spend $10,000 on a DWI case.
But also, I would rather do it than just park in on Mars and, you know.
He's more frugal.
SpaceX.
Look,
you know,
it's not.
You burn money, he's frugal.
It's not the optimal situation, but I'm not going to Uber all the way from my house.
But I just think
because my house to RTJ is 30 minutes.
Yeah.
It's an hour round trip Uber. Yeah. Not doing.
You're not going to go to the. You're not going to go to the tournament. I think the shuttle is a big enough.
No, my wife.
Obstacle.
No, my wife wants to go to the tournament.
Why does she want to go? Because friends are going to be there.
No, she just wants to just do something different.
Yeah.
She wants doesn't want to just hang around the house.
She wants to see disappointed in you.
She wants to see Brooks. She wants to see Brendan Steele.
She wants to see John Rahm.
Yeah, she wants to see Rahm.
Did she go
Rahmie
with you
Bear.
To Woodmont when you were following your boys'
no,
kid did. Around?
No, she did.
No. All right.
Does she play?
She would probably play if I encouraged her more, but I don't.
You don't.
It's not like I say, "Hey, honey, let's go out and play nine." Yeah. I don't do that.
Surprised.
I'd rather play with my boys.
Yeah,
guys like to play.
I know
golf.
That you'd
guys
rather
like to play.
I was just asking if his wife plays.
She probably would like to if I encouraged it, but I just don't ever talk about it.
Right. You just don't bring it up.
I mean, it's not like I say, "Hey, honey, let's go to the driving range. Just go hit balls."
Right. This is never going to happen.
Like, playing golf with your wife is great. It's fine. You don't want it to be your, like...
It's not the regular.
Your regular thing.
No.
No, but,
it's
like,
a
my wife and I...
It's a one-off.
It's probably, like, 10 years from now, but, like, she started taking lessons for the plan of when we're older to play together.
All right, callers number 10 and 11 right now at 800-636-1067. You're going to score a pair of tickets to see comedian Ian Bagg Thursday, June 12th at 6th and I. Tickets are on sale right now. For tickets and more event info... Go to thefandc.com/events. So callers 10 and 11, you're going to win. See a free comedy show. Just the way Jason likes it. Free.
Free's not bad.
Free of charge.
Everybody likes free.
Free is great.
Everybody likes free.
Have they slowed down? I think the answer is right. When they're doing all this construction over Capital One, have they slowed down all the concerts, the comedy concerts?
I think they probably have to do that to make sure that they can get the construction
so
done.
Is it a poop show over there right now?
I've spoken to them. They said they're not going to have any over there right now, and that's where you're seeing everything moving to the stadiums.
All right, we got to go. We got to get out of here. B. Mitch and Finley, they're coming up next here on The Fan.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle-cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no-sugar-added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.